Now more of the Mid-Coast Morning Buzz, WCME.
And we're at 7:40 now, 20 minutes till 8, the buzz on the first Monday of August. And every first Monday of every month, we always hope for a visit to this program by Brunswick Police Chief Scott Stewart. That doesn't always happen because of the Chief's notably frequently busy schedule, but it is happening this morning with a few days of advanced planning, and it's very timely because Brunswick Police involved in a major event tomorrow evening in the form of National Night Out, which we're going to talk about with the Chief in a moment after we cover a few preliminaries. And at the risk of sounding like kind of a demented parrot this morning, one more time, we're just going to update this accident because, you know, we have a lot of quick turnover in the audience, and some people who dealt with this mess earlier this morning may not be aware of the resolution. Chief, you're telling me there was a three-vehicle accident between River Road and Mill Street in Brunswick this morning, and what's the verdict now?
We are all cleaned up, and everything is smooth sailing. As you know, that's a major traffic artery for us, so
yeah,
we were lucky to get that taken care of so fast.
And I was just talking, I'd be interested in hearing you talk about this for a second. There was a phenomenal amount of debris scattered by this, a lot of glass around, and the first thing I was thinking about, and I'm sure a lot of people had the same thought, are my tires going to survive navigating through this? And I would just remark to you, we were talking during a break in the news, that it must be a difficult thing to relatively quickly clean one of these up with so much traffic.
Right, exactly.
So what do you do?
So, yeah, usually we shut that lane down, or in this case, several lanes down, and the wrecker operators have brooms on their wreckers, and they get out there and take care of it for us.
Very handy. So I would think in this situation, you probably had to shut down both sides of the road.
Yeah.
Because there was glass everywhere.
Right. And a lot of times we'll do one side at a time just to try so we don't get too much of a backup in either direction.
Okay. So we don't have to have all the details, but it was three vehicles, and I take it at least two of these vehicles were headed in opposite directions, and some.
I don't know the exact specifics yet.
Okay.
I just do know that everybody was minor injury.
Okay, we also had some annual excitement, or often annual excitement. We don't get the air show every year, but we get it most years at Brunswick Landing, which creates some special issues for you as a chief and as a police department. I want you to know that I did my best this weekend to help you out. When I saw your notice about not calling 911 to report air show related noise, the first thing that went through my head is, if I were a communications officer and having to deal with it, that would be most annoying and
it's
distressing. And so yeah. I really wanted to help you out with that.
Yeah, so I really have a hard time wrapping my head around that as well. But you know, back when I was working the road in Lisbon, people would call before the internet. People would call 911 to ask if there was school. You know, if they so we've just evolved to an air show,
and they most likely still do on occasion, even with the
internet. Yeah, of course. But it was just important that we put that out there to remind people that, you know, we don't have any say in the jet noise, and it's not a police issue.
But I'm sure you got a few calls anyway.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. And this is, I don't know. I mean, this is an ongoing dilemma. I certainly think, I mean, it's certainly my impression that the enthusiasm for the air show and everything that goes on out there, which is truly spectacular. It's an amazing thing to watch the aerial aerobics or whatever that is out there. But it does put a lot of stress on the community, on some people who just are very sensitive to this kind of sound. Puts a lot of pressure on pets and animals.
I have heard that. And you know, as far as traffic goes this year, it wasn't nearly as bad as in past years. In 2021, we had a lot of problems with people trying to get into that back gate and getting all the way over there and realizing that that they couldn't, and then they had to try to fight traffic to get into the main gate, and some people will actually miss the show. But this year, you know, we had a pretty aggressive campaign beforehand to remind people that they can't use that gate. There was some signage out there.
And I want you to know, we had it through the day.
Yeah.
On Saturday and Sunday, Americanic Drive is
Yeah, and it was close. Minimal. It's minimal. And, you know, that's an all-hands-on-deck event for us, for the police department, because we're responsible for both security inside the venue, but also for the traffic flow outside. So everybody was on notice that, you know, we had vacations canceled and whatnot, that everybody had to work. But one thing that people don't realize is that that's a private event, meaning the Air Show Network is the one that actually hires the security and the extra officers for that detail. So all the officers that you saw directing traffic and inside were all paid the town for the use of that security.
They're using your officers?
Yeah, exactly.
But they paid them.
So they paid them, right. So the burden wasn't on the taxpayer for these events. It's on the Air Show Network.
And again, all issues related to sounds emanating from the aircraft and noise and whatever were a matter for them, not for you.
Well, right, but I don't know. I don't know what people expected us to do. You know, during the air show, if you know, ask us to ask someone, some pilot, to not be so loud. I know.
Go over there and tell him to quiet
down.
I'll
get right on that. You know,
it's kind of amazing. But I don't know. I guess there's a part of me that can understand. You know, sometimes people get so frustrated with noise that they do, and I think it says something about the respect with which you're held in the community, that they expect you to be problem solvers.
Absolutely.
And but you often
nothing,
are.
Yeah, of
but
course.
But you can't.
That's one we can't solve.
I know. There are limitations. There are limitations. But a pretty strong turnout.
Yeah, not bad. The weather obviously hindered a little bit, I think. But, you know, it cleared up both days, and they were able to get a full show in. But it was a long, hot weekend for us. But I was very proud of everybody, and we had a lot of compliments on our staff and how we handled things.
I would assume there was a pretty good traffic backup going in there, particularly on Saturday morning.
There was, but you know, we were able to use the lights and have the light cycle between that and the officers directing traffic. We really didn't have any of the problems.
Okay. We're going to take a short break here, which we are prone to doing. We have to do at least one while Scott Stewart is here on Monday mornings, first Mondays of the month. We will return with Brunswick Police Chief Scott Stewart in just a moment. We're going to talk about the item he most wants to talk about this morning, which is not a three-vehicle accident on Pleasant Street, but rather National Night Out, 10 minutes delayed. So we are back to Brunswick Police Chief Scott Stewart. National Night Out coming tomorrow evening. You've done this before. It's a lot of fun. Tell us what we can expect. First of all, give us some background on this thing, why it began, why it's important to you as a police agency.
Well, it's a national event, and it's the first Tuesday of August every year. And it's just, I won't say an excuse, but an opportunity, a planned opportunity for law enforcement and public safety to get together with the community. And we've had a great turnout. It's over at Parks and Rec tomorrow between 4 and 7. And we have all kinds of activities and demonstrations and some community partners that have joined in as well this year. It's kind of grown from year to year. And we're really looking forward to that. And hopefully the weather will cooperate. And I think it'll be a great time.
And this will be exactly where?
Parks and Rec over on the former Navy base.
Recreation Center.
Yes, yes.
Okay. And this is an outdoor event?
It is. It is. And Life Flight of Maine is going to make an appearance again. We have a live power demonstration from CMP that will show what not to touch and how dangerous it actually is. Canine demonstrations, and we'll have a lot of our vehicles will be there, the fire department. There's food for the kids, and the dunk tank again. I am going to make an appearance in the dunk tank.
You
again.
Are going to make it.
I will. Yeah, I will.
I mean, I may have to come over. For
yeah, that. You want to get in? I can schedule you a block if you'd
no,
like.
Thank
no,
you.
All right, okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, depending on the temperature, if it's exceptionally warm, that could be a great thing.
Yeah,
actually, the
yeah.
dunk tank.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Okay, and. You say food for kids, no food for us.
Well, of course, yes, there's food for adults too, obviously.
Okay.
But
and I would suspect, and this may be the most important thing of all, you'll be available to you and your officers to just talk to people about any questions
sure.
that they may have
sure.
about your procedures. And I would think that there's probably a good deal of that.
There is, and you know, it's informal, and you know, it's kind of like a touch a truck. I mean, we do the coffee with a cop, which is geared more towards adults, obviously, and but this event is geared towards community as a whole, but with a focus on kids, so they can see what the inside of some of these vehicles look like, and talk to officers and the fire personnel, etc. And it is a good time, and we're doing a backpack drive. As well.
Yeah, I wanted to.
So for a giveaway for school supplies and whatnot. So anybody who has a new or gently used backpack that they want to give up, then we can reassign that. That ends tomorrow morning, since the event is tomorrow afternoon. So they can drop that right off at the police department, and we'll make sure that gets reassigned to someone who needs a backpack.
Okay, so they're going to be. A bunch of backpacks meted out in the course of this event.
That's right. That's right. To those, obviously, who are most deserving of it.
Okay, and they'll be stocked up with stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna get some back to school supplies and get that out to them as well.
Okay, I'm just looking over your website this morning. Not your website, but your Facebook page. Seeing a very nice thank you to the community for making the. Great State of Maine Air Show, a safe event, and that's a nicely posed photo. Looks like everybody in the department.
That is false, because the command staff, I see, didn't make that picture. We were in the command post at the time. No, that's a great
yeah.
picture, and I will tell you that our new communication supervisor, Rebecca Carter, so she has 13 years experience, and she was recently promoted to that position, so she oversees all the communications officers at the PD, and she actually posted that for us.
And how many communications officers do you have?
11.
Wow.
Well, you got to keep in mind, we also contract with Freeport, so not only are we 24-hour for fire, police, and medical for Brunswick, also for Brunswick Fire as well, Brunswick.
But that is like a department within a department,
right.
I would think.
Yeah. So depending on the time, there has to be at least two. And we're a PSAP, so we're a priority. We handle our own 911 calls in those towns. And we have two communications officers working at all times, and three during our busier times.
And talk about that for a moment. How do you benefit by having two always on duty together?
Well, that way, if for a major event, let's say a fire, and people don't really realize that I'll use a fire, for instance, or an accident that the fire department has to go to. So they're dealing with all those agencies at the same time. So the police department, the fire department, and the medical portion of that are all being on the radio at the same time, in operating in silos, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And yet they're all connected, and to be able to have two of them to be able to kind of piggyback and work on that. In the meantime, you know, someone else doesn't know that, let's say we have a bad accident on Pleasant Street, the Freeport officers, they're dealing with, we'll say, a domestic dispute in the town of Freeport. So that way they can better coverage for the phones and the radios.
I will tell you why I asked you that question, because the closest in my life that I ever came to doing something like what you do is when I lived in New York, just because I wanted to do it, and I had an opportunity to do it. I spent 3 years as what they call a volunteer counselor on the New York Suicide Hotline, one of the most incredible experiences of my life. And they had a very strict policy that there were always two people on duty at once. And You know, at first I was just inclined to think, well, that's a nice little fringe benefit of, you know, doing this work. But as I got into it, I realized how really important that
right.
is.
Yeah. I mean, anybody can, I shouldn't say anybody, but you know, these communications offices can multitask better than most anybody.
Yeah.
However, you know, they also have their limits too. I mean, there's only so much span of, you know, control of radio traffic and telephones. I mean, we're not like Rent-A-Center. We can't put people on hold, you know, and take them in the order that the calls came in. We actually, when that phone rings, we have to pick it up, try to assess, is this a priority or can this wait? But every time that phone rings, it has to be answered.
By the way, are you mandated by law on that kind of thing?
For the two dispatches, because we're a public safety answering point.
So you are officially prohibited from putting someone on hold.
Well, no, I thought you meant how many on at once. No, we can put people on hold depending on what the call is, but we won't know what that call is unless we actually handle it.
Yeah, sure.
So every time that phone call comes in, someone answers it try to, you know, figure out exactly how important or whatnot.
And I'm sure there is, you know, as we have discussed with people calling you, hoping you can quiet down noise at the air show, there are, on any given day, some challenging situations. I would suspect many of those brought on by people simply assuming that your powers are greater than they actually are. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. But, you know, there are, we understand that everything is a priority to everybody, right? Mm-hmm. So if someone actually takes the time to pick up the phone and call the police because they're upset about something, that is a priority to them. So we have to kind of try to, you know, shuffle our way through that and try to prioritize within the priority, and we can't just hang up on people.
Sure.
You know,
and you do appreciate them thinking of calling you, because in another situation, it might be very important for you that they do call, right?
Right, sure. And that crash that happened this morning, I would dare say, I haven't looked at the log, but there was probably 10 people that called all at the same time, and all those calls have to be answered.
Sure, sure. Just one other thing I'm checking up on here. I'm looking at your Facebook page. This goes back almost 24 hours, but is this situation on Jordan Avenue cleared up now?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Jordan Avenue was closed at the railroad trestle due to high standing water.
Yes.
That
we're all set now.
Yeah, but that you deal with a lot over any given period of time.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, we're the answer all for a lot of things. But you know, the best way to get the information out is by our Facebook page, which has a lot of followers, and we've done very well with that.
I am one of those followers.
That's great.
On a regular basis. And this morning, by the way, we put an alert about the situation on Pleasant Street right at the top, because I just knew instinctively that a lot of people would take an interest. We've killed off another half hour, Scott.
Unbelievable, right?
It's not hard to do.
No.
But we've covered a lot of ground this morning, a lot of important ground. National Night Out tomorrow afternoon, 4 till 7, great fun after work is what it boils down to.
Sure, swing on over.
Recreation Center in Brunswick. And just so we regionalize this a little bit, what other communities are you aware of doing this tomorrow?
I believe
Topsom.
Yeah, I believe Topsom is in Lisbon, I think, as well. And for nearby, I think that's it.
Yeah, and well, wherever you are, you might just want to check with your local police. They may be doing it, and you may have an opportunity there. Brunswick Police Chief Scott Stewart, thanks so much. It's 8 o'clock now at 99.5 WCME.
From historic Fort Andros in downtown Brunswick.